Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Andre Bennett, and here's what's happening. Another suspect in the July 7th shooting that killed three people and injured nine others in Grays Ferry was taken into custody this morning by Philadelphia SWAT officers. As KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, he's the fifth person arrested and the sixth to be identified.
17-year-old Brandon Fisher faces murder, attempted murder, and aggravated assault charges related to the shooting on Edding Street, which police say was caused by contagious gunfire. Police released surveillance video from a porch following the shooting, showing the chaos that ensued. People huddled together and ducking for cover. Deputy Commissioner Frank Van Noor says Fisher is in that video.
It appears from the images in that video, he is firing a weapon with some type of automatic switch inside.
Another man, 45-year-old Diev Jardine, was arrested last month on the same charges, as well as three others, Terrell Frazier, Daquan Johnson, and Jihad Gray.
Authorities are still looking for a sixth man, 24-year-old Christopher Battle. A procession honoring three York County police officers killed in the line of duty this week made its way through Lancaster County this afternoon. The procession carried the bodies of the fallen officers back to York County from the Lehigh Valley, where autopsies were performed. One of the three officers, Detective Mark Baker, was an officer in Philadelphia's 25th District in the early 2000s before his promotion to Highway Patrol. Roosevelt Poplar heads the Philadelphia Fraternal Order of Police.
I know a lot of officers that did work with Mark, and there was nothing but glowing things about him, his personality, how he was as an officer, the 3 years that he spent here with us, and information that we got from officers in York County, the same response, he was loved.
Baker, along with Detective Sergeant Cody Becker and Detective Isaiah Emmenheiser, were shot to death in the ambush on Wednesday during a domestic violence investigation. The suspect, 24-year-old Matthew Ruth, was killed in a gunfight. Ruth's ex-girlfriend and her mother had already left the home, fearing for their safety after they reported Ruth on their property, dressed in camouflage and peering in their windows with binoculars. A Montgomery County woman has pleaded guilty to fraud for stealing $1.5 million in federal emergency funds that were supposed to go to people affected by 2021's Hurricane Ida. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
34-year-old Jasmine Williams from Plymouth Meeting pleaded guilty to 32 federal charges that, according to court filings, carry a maximum penalty of 960 years in prison and more than $31 million in fines. After an emergency declaration in the wake of Hurricane Ida in September 2021, Williams is accused of encouraging her social media followers to apply for disaster assistance with her help, asking for photos of homes damaged in disasters unrelated to Ida, and telling her followers they could make up dependents to get more money. Court filings say Williams helped file the fake claims with false supporting documents like forged letters from landlords, utility bills, and home repair estimates. In return, Williams asked for half of the payout each person got.
The government says Williams had a hand in more than 150 false registrations that resulted in at least $1.5 million of FEMA funds being paid out. Williams is scheduled to be sentenced on January 12th. Teachers in the Haverford Township School District in Delaware County have been working without a new contract since the beginning of the month. Many of them, along with supportive community members, packed last night's school board meeting. KYW's Tim Jimenez is in Havertown with the story.
There was a lot of interest in the meeting, so much that it was moved to a larger venue, the Haverford High School Auditorium. Many teachers were in the house. They were wearing their red union shirts in solidarity. One of the big sticking points is the money. The teachers are looking for a cost of living adjustment that helps make up for inflation that has hit them hard since the beginning of the pandemic.
The reality is, belief and passion alone do not pay the bills.
That's teacher Sarah Crispin.
To support my family, I have had to take on a second job teaching at a private school after my hours here are over. And at times over the years, I have even sold plasma to make ends meet.
The union says the district isn't staying competitive with nearby districts.
The board's vice president says they want the teachers to get a fair contract as well, but said they have to be fiscally responsible. The next board meeting is on October 9th. Election Day is approaching, and officials in New Jersey say they need people to step up and serve as poll workers. More from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty.
Poll worker shortages are a challenge faced by election officials in Burlington County, Camden County, and pretty much everywhere else throughout the state every election. Burlington County Board of Elections Chair Heather Cheeseman says they're looking for civic-minded people from both sides of the political aisle.
We have a very good training program, and there's plenty of support that we provide on Election Day, so we welcome anyone to sign up.
Because Election Day is in the middle of the week, it's always hard to find people who are able to work the polls.
Poll workers can earn up to $300 for the day. Anyone interested should contact their local county board of elections to apply. That's the All Local. I'm Andre Bennett. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design. Plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.